Okay, now we will start from the question answer sessions. Yeah. So, Fong, you got the questions?
Yeah, I got a question, Lena.
Okay, just go from the first question.
So the first question, what is the difference between some mental illness and visualizing yourself as the deity? Because some mental illness patients always think themselves as somebody else, such as God or high power person, and sometimes they are able to make other people trust in whatever they think or talk.
First, we have to learn few points and the answer is correct. Okay, to make a few points. So, the general thing in the mind, we have some of the imagination. One, they feel the imagination. One, immerse that imaginations. One, they think the imagination. Then, imagine reality to answer forms. Is there sound break?
Yeah, a little Rimuji.
Hello, Fong.
Yeah,
Can you hear me clearly?
it's clearly now, Rimuji.
Okay. Some persons, when they're having the sum of the imagination, first is imagination. When you are thinking too much of that imagination, then one time imagination become the reality to that person. So also to improve their imagination can become reality when the contribution is others also acceptance. When you imagine yourself as a some under God, then also the others, some others people also accepted that, then the you are that imagination will become the more reality to you. So that's why in the wonderful in the Tantra it clearly mentioned that when the practitioner was practicing very strongly of the some deity. So when the that is the one imagination they are meditating. One they are meditating the very strongly on the deity, sometimes they might see the deity. So that's why in the Tantra mentioned that we have to analyze that when we see the deity, there might be the wrong imagination or false imagination. Or the maybe genuine seeing of the deity. Or the they are okay, just go. So in the Tantra, they have mentioned that when the practitioner sees the deity, they are the three maybe reasons or the condition, the three, I mean the conditions, or the three, I mean the divisions when they sees the deity. We call the, they might be the false seeing, or we might be the seeing, the genuine seeing of the deity. We might be seeing of the body, imbalance of the body, energy or element, we will see the deity. So that's why in Tantra, it's clearly mentioned that when you sees the deity, you have to be very careful analysis. How to do the analysis, that maybe I will talk later. This is the right now, every you have to go every steps. This is the now we can talk later. So false seeing comes because of the false imagination. Very strong wrong imagination. When you are having the very strong imagination of the deity, very strong when you do the imagination or meditate, then might be suddenly it started to, you will start to see. It's something like that, that when the some mother who lost the child, when they're the too much thinking of the child, then start slowly they will start to see the child who they lost. So that's why maybe psychological term this might call it hallucination. That is also we from the Buddhism Tantra point of view, we will say the false seeing, false imagination. But we will not say that sometimes we will have the genuine seeing of the deity. That also possible. Once time, when I met one American, so he just came to my place. Then he asked one time, one American came to my place. Then he told me that the what Buddhism term calls when the person can see the emptiness directly. So that I told him that it might be the path of the seeing. We call path of the seeing. That American told me that he have obtained the path of seeing. Whenever he's look at the house or table, whatever he sees for his own eye, the emptiness of the table, emptiness of the house. Then I have nothing to say him. Then I told him, "Oh, great, that's all." I think you
Yes,
know though.
Kenna.
I met so much like I met so many people like this. So most thing is the people with trusted them because they are not knowing the real Buddhism. As I told you before, when I talk qualities of the Buddha, so when the person says he's a Buddha, then you have to find it out whether he have these all qualities or not. Once he am not having the Buddha's quality, then he's not a Buddha at all. So what is the quality of the Buddha that I mentioned before, no? So I think the so Once a time, I was just having the with the, some of the groups. I'm just having the dinner in Nepal, in Kathmandu, in the one hotel. So one Westerner just came to me and told me that he wanted to ask me the very secret question. So he wants to talk to me privately. In the Tibetan, we have the one saying. That the place called the Shambhala. Shambhala is just like a place, heaven, which exists in the earth. This is just a story in Tibetan. We have the one story talks about the Shambhala. It's like a paradise which exists in this world. We have the one saying like that. That story. We have the one story. Yeah, in Tibetan, we call that the place name is Shambhala. Shambhala is the paradise which exists in this world. And when we reach here, people will never get old. They will remain as a youth forever. This is just like a story we are having, depending. Yeah. So that Westerner told me that he was very near to Shambhala. Now he wanted very close to Shambhala. Now he wanted to ask me that ways. He wanted now the exact location for Shambhala. Yeah. He told me that he was searching this place for the 2 years. So like this, now the problem, if I Shambhala does not exist, he's not ready to believe me. I know that.
Okay. So that's why Buddha wants to make the Buddhism more on the analysis, more based, like more scientific with him.
So someone can claim themselves a Buddha, so you have to put down Buddha's qualities. The person that has Buddha's
priority.
Having a Buddhist quality, then that person is not a Buddha at all. Okay, now we will go from the Hanoi question. Okay, now we'll jump from the Hanoi question.
This question is from Hanoi. How does the bad karma? How does the bad karma lead to illness?
We are not saying that every illness is the result of the bad karma. When you cut yourself your hand, when you cut the vegetables, sometimes accidentally you will cut. Or when you cut your own finger by knife, you will feel the pain. That is not the result of the bad karma. That is the result of the careless. When you cut the vegetable, so when you cut your finger, sometimes that is the result of the careless. And yourself, when you cut your hand with your own intention to cut in your finger, when you cut your finger, you depend. These are the result of the your own action of the some, not with the bad karmas. But the some illness beyond of the or explanations. Just recently, just a few weeks back, I met one lady. She is having the very serious disease. She told me that she is taking the very good exercise. She is doing every time good exercise. She takes a very healthy food. Everything she is doing well. Why she should be having this like a disease? So sometimes the illness beyond of the scientific explanations. So these are the result of the bad karma. Okay, so that's why you have to know that every illness, all illness are not the result of the bad karma. Sometimes our careless, sometimes of the not taking that, sometimes healthy, healthy lifestyle. So that might be sometimes cause the disease. Sometimes even we do everything the rightly, sometimes we fall sick. That is the result of the bad karma.
Can you say again, Rinpoche?
Sometimes when we do the everything very rightly, so we fall sick. That is a result of the bad karma. Okay, so now we will next question. Okay.
I just pasted in the question, Rinpoche. When offering mandala, Rinpoche has instructed us to do the mudra. However, in Lamrim, there's a saying that we should hold the mandala in the left hand and some cereals rub the bottom of the base.
This is a totally different mandala. This is something that you have the one gadget. Okay, this is a not necessary. Okay. Okay, this is some gadget. That is a gadget to offering the mandala. So this is not very important, okay?
Okay, then other questions.
Yeah, the question, if somebody we know dies, generally he may be a Buddhist or not, he may also like Buddhism or hate Buddhism. So what is the best thing we should do for him, which can help him in the bardo and to obtain higher rebirth?
Most important thing is a prayer. So when the person dies and born in the bardo, so only thing is connected with the other, we call the mental connection. That's the only thing. So even the psychologically, they have one term called the telecompathy. Telecompathy is like a communicating through the mental.
So what is the term, Rinpoche?
Telecompathy, something like a communicating through the mind. So that's why, and the person who was born already in the state of the bardo, so only thing is that we can just do the prayers, to prayers to the merit field to bless these people to get the higher rebirth. Okay, just another questions.
Yeah, this is a new question from the north, from Hanoi, Rinpoche. So Rinpoche, this question is like this. Lord Ajisha, he has 157 master, 157 gurus, but in the Landrim, it is stated that Lord Ajisha came to Indo-Chinese to study more about the bodhicitta. So she would like to ask, what is special about the Buddhism and what is special about the bodhicitta in Indo-Chinese that Ajisha have to go to Indo-Chinese to learn about bodhicitta?
Okay. So that maybe we will come the second or third part in the liberation in the palm, okay? What's special of the bodhicitta he have learned from the Indo-China? So generally, there is a two way of the practicing the bodhicitta, but one way is the loss in India. So that's why Ajisha came to the Indonesia to learn that. Which tradition? Loss in India. Okay? So that's why. So that's why the one tradition of the practicing the bodhicitta loss in India. So that's why Ajisha came to the Indonesia to study that tradition. Ajisha visited the Vietnam also, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Rinpoche. Because last time you visit Vietnam, you told us that.
No, again, you are telling me. I heard about the Vietnamese people. Okay.
Yes, Rinpoche. So.
Okay. Okay. Now, any other questions you can post? Okay?
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yeah.
So the next question is from the South, Rinpoche. The Buddha taught about the five precepts. But if we know that our teacher, our guru, has broken one of the rules, should we leave that guru? And by the fact of leaving that guru, will we be still blessed to improve in our practice?
So when the guru himself broke the five precepts, any of the five precepts, it will much better to stay far away from that guru. So when the guru master who have saying that or not to drink the alcohol, first he should not drink the alcohol. That's very important. So that's why I think I told you the story. One master who have to tell the children to not to eat the sweet. It took the 3 months to tell that. I think you all remember that story, what I told. So that, I think this is, the issue is, I give you the, all the, these issues very clearly. I've been at the time of the Guru Yoga time, at the time of the Guru devotion. So that's why when the guru breaks any of the five precepts, then it will be much better to stay far away that guru, because it shows that the guru have not that of the quality, but the practice quality. Yeah. So once the master who are the telling the others not to kill the animal, first the master himself should not kill the animal. So I think I told you the last time in the Vietnam, one thing I think you remember that I told you that I will never tell you to not to oversleep, because I always oversleep. So that's why I never tell the student to not to oversleep. So because I oversleep. So sometimes I have to start, sometimes I have to start in the class. Usually I have to start the class on the 7 a.m. morning in the monastery. So sometimes I oversleep, so I start the class at 7:15 or 7:17. I oversleep. So suddenly when I get up, it will come to 7:15, suddenly I have to start the class because I oversleep. So that's why I never tell any student, not to have the oversleep, because I'm oversleep. How can I tell them to not to have the oversleep? It is impossible. Inevitable. Once you hear that I'm saying that you should not have an oversleep, then you have to know that now that time, then you have to know that I'm waking up early, okay? Okay, now another question.
So this is another part of that question, Rinpoche. So after receiving after receiving the initiation from a guru, knowing such thing done by the guru, so if we leave that guru, will we still be blessed in our practice?
Then it will be much better to stay far away. Much better. Okay, then another question.
So another question from Hanoi.
I think there's something like questions. I think, yeah.
So this question, if I am sick and I am lying on the bed to listen to your teachings and hear the chanting, yeah. So is it okay, Yunji?
Lying if you're sick?
Yeah. If I am sick and...
Yeah. Very fine. Buddha gave the exceptional cases. Only when the sick, Buddha have exceptional cases. And the sick person, yeah. So that's why when once occasion when the Buddha's time, one of the monk become very far sick. So Buddha himself went and served that monk. So Buddha told that you are sick, so there is no breaking the rules. Even when your master Buddha himself came and served that monk. So this is an exceptional case. When you are sick and lying down and listening to the Dharma and chanting, there's nothing wrong. Okay, that's very fine. So when I was kid, I feel very happy. When I fall sick, I feel very happy. Then we don't have to go to the class and we don't have to go to the prayers. I feel very happy. Okay, then other questions. Okay.
So the other question about... So in Vietnam, we haven't heard any master explaining about the meaning of the Lotus Sutra. So can I read and chant this sutra? If I haven't understood the meaning, and quite not sure about the origin of or the source of the sutra, we should or shouldn't chant it.
You should chant it. That's fine. There's no problem. Once you're chanting the Lotus Sutra is good. When you chant the Lotus Sutra, the understanding the meaning, very good. Okay, chanting a Lotus Sutra is good. When you chant the Lotus Sutra with understanding the meaning, that's a very good. Understanding the meaning, that's only a good. When you chant the Lotus Sutra with understanding the meaning of the Lotus Sutra, that's a very good. Okay, then fine. Now another question.
So the second question. So when practice the Vajra Sattva Mantra, if I don't have much time, which way should I chant? Should I chant 7 times the 100 syllable mantra, or chant 108 times the 6 syllable mantra, Om Vajra Sattva Hum?
That's your convenience, okay? So it depends on your time, okay? So it's up to you.
So the next question, Rinpoche. So if a person suddenly die in an accident or
one second. If you any other of other you if you have any question you can write down, okay? Any others from
So if a person suddenly die in accident or being killed, so they don't go through the normal process of the dying, of the like normal people, So in this case, when will they be aware that they have died?
When they will aware?
Yeah, when will they be aware that they have died?
After 1 or 2 days, they will be aware. They will be aware of that.
And will they be transformed into Bardo right away at that time, or
definitely? Definitely will transform into Bardo.
Another question.
No, I'm just not finished. Okay. So interesting thing is the person who died in an accident is that the I think last time I told you the one book that written by this scientist in Stevenson, he wrote a one book called The Children Who Remember the Past Life. In this book, he have done a lot of research on the children who remember their past life. What interesting thing is, what I saw in that book is the more than the 90% children who remember their past life are died in the accident. So that makes it very interesting. The scientists have no any explanations, but for me, it's become very interesting.
So that's why the 90% what he would do in the research with all the children who remembered their past life, asking her questions, and he did a lot of research. But what I found is a 90% who remember their past life, more than 90% all who died in the accident. So that make me very interesting. Why it's a difference, but he have no explanations like that. But for me, it makes me quite interesting. He told that the children who carry the birthmarks, the body, birthmark, and what is the birthmark in their body? So it says that he feels that the evidence which comes from the past life, because from the knowledge from science, there is no any proper explanations of the how the child is having that birthmark on their body. So it might be related. Still, it's not very clear whether it might be related with that accident. These are birthmarks.
Okay, now the other questions, okay? Now we will leave 2 or 3 questions, okay? Now.
Yes, another question, Rinpoche. I'm having a marketing plan about printing some Dharma book, combining with some cultural stuff to deliver to the people freely. So in what way should I do this to improve the plan and in order to keep the conscience not to be dragged far away, you know, from the normal conscience?
So maybe he want to print that free or some of the purpose of the business reason or what?
Yeah, freely. We'll distribute to the people freely.
Okay, now if you have looked at this issue, 2 points of view, okay? When you want to print it freely to give others, then only one thing should come in your mind. To think only benefit other. Then don't think about the numbers. Don't think about the feedback. Forget all about this. Just think the benefit in others and do it. It is very simple. The business point of view, to sell the books, then you have to look for the designs, market, numbers, this thing very carefully. These two can be combined. When you these two combine, then it becomes the Dharma business. Okay, now the other question. Now only 2 questions, okay?
Rinpoche, this question is from Hanoi. So in the Guru Puja, in a guru puja from the beginning of generating the merit field, there's a paragraph describing the guru. The guru sitting cross-legged with five aggregates are the five Tathagatas, and the four elements is the four is a form. No, what is it? It's a four something else. No, it's the Mother Buddha. And all the energy and all the winds are the Bodhisattva and something like that, Rinpoche. So what's the meaning of that background?
So that's why they, in the body they call the 32 Buddhas. We have to visualize inside of our body.
32 Buddhas.
Buddhas inside of our body,
yeah.
So that's why you see that, that's why it's called our body itself. It's a real, the mandala of the Buddha. So sometimes when you not understand the Tantra idea properly, it will create a lot of misunderstanding. So when we say the our five aggregates of five Buddha, it does not mean that directly what that it does not mean that directly. If it transform into the five body. So our five aggregates should transform into the five Buddha. So that's why we're not understanding the Vajrayana is very much of the misunderstanding. It will create a lot of the misunderstanding, confusion it will create. So that's why the Vajrayana, this is slowly, first we have to start with the Lamrim, then slowly we will talk about the Vajrayana, every these points. Then you will understand everything very clearly. So that's why the what I told you, as I told the five aggregates should transform into the five Buddha. Right now our five aggregates are not a Buddha. Later on, when we obtain the Buddhahood, our five aggregate will transform into five different Buddhas. What does that mean in the Guru Yoga Puja? Okay, then another question, okay, now this will be the last question, okay?
Yeah, can Rinpoche give us the oral transmission of a mantra to chant before eating the meat?
Okay. That I think I gave last time in the Vietnam, no? Yeah, okay, fine. So I can give, I can give the oral transmission again.
Yeah, but yeah,
I see. Okay, I will just write now. Okay, I will just write. This is the oral transmission. Just recite the seven times and the blow at the meat. Then you, after that, you can eat, okay? Really, I'm getting confused. Someone says that no, I just promised. Someone says already I gave. Now I'm really confused.
Because you gave the oral transmission in the south only, Rinpoche.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Fong Yu knows better, maybe. Okay. Now I'm getting old. Maybe I'm forget so many things. South, yeah, really, yeah, that's very true. I gave in the south, no? I didn't give in the north, yeah. So this is not for the excuse for the eating the meat, okay? Don't think that when you have the oral transmission, only now you can eat the meat, okay? Don't think that way, okay? Okay. Then you blow Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Shimbiza. Hello. Okay. So Shimbiza, when you after getting this mantra, then you can enjoy more Shimbiza, okay? Okay, so now the oral transmission after when you recite the times blow at the meat, it means that you are blessing, you are praying for that. form, I will just say and you write it, okay?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Om.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, now everyone just follow up to me, okay?
Yeah, I got it, Rinpoche.
Okay, just I'll tell them that everyone follow mantra after me, okay? Okay, now this is the mantra. After you chanting the 7 times, blow on the meat, then eat, okay? Now this mantra is not an excuse for eat the meat, okay? Now don't think that way, okay? Don't think that you have the mantra and now you can eat, okay? Don't think that way. This is not for the excuse, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so when you're eating, this is especially for the praying for the animal meat which you are eating, to praying for that, for the animal to born in the Buddha's pure land, okay? Okay, so when you eat, then the blow, then 7 times mantra, and then blow the meat, then eat, okay? Okay, so this is the this is the mantra you can bless for the every meat, whatever you can see or you can blow, okay? Don't think that you can eat the meat when you know the mantras, okay? Don't think that way, okay?
Hello, Rinpoche. Yet the sound is lost, Rinpoche.
Little less, I think that's better. When you eat less, think the health, for the health issue, I think it is better. When you eat the meat little less. Too much of the meat is not good for the health.
Yes, Rinpoche.
So I think generally when they do the stitches, I think I told you last time, when I've done the stitches in my mouth, they have to keep the 7 days. And the doctor check up and they say the gums have healed perfectly in the 4 days. So they just took it out in the 4 days.
Pardon, Rinpoche.
Okay. Now the lot of the sound is okay. Fine, okay. Okay, okay.
Hello, Rinpoche.
Now we'll talk here.